भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 18 टेक्स्ट 9 Swastyastu visvasya kala prasidatam. We chanting the... We sing it? Swastyastu visvasya kala prasidatam. Dhyayantu bhutani sivam mito diya. Manascha badram bhajata dadokshaje avesyatam no matir api ahaituki swasyastu visvasya kala prasidatam dhyayantu bhutani sivam mithodiya Manascha badram bhajata dadokshaje avesyatam no matirapi ahaituki swasyastu visvasya kala prasidatam dhyayantu bhutani sivam mithodiya Manascha badram bhajata dadokshaje avesyatam no matirapi ahituki visvasya kala prasidatam Bhutani Sivam Mithodaya Asya Badram Sitam no Matira Hitikvi Shvishya Kala Prasita Bhutani Sivami Todaya Namajita Mahatuke Mataji, please. Swasti, auspiciousness. Astu, let there be. Vishvasya, of the entire universe. Kala, the envious. In brackets it says, almost everyone. Prasidatam, let them be pacified. Dhyayantu, let them consider. Bhutani, all living entities. Sivam, auspiciousness. Mitha, mutual. Diya, by their intelligence. Mana, the mind. Cha, and. Badram, calmness. Bhajatat, let it experience. Adokshaje, in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is beyond the perception of mind, intelligence and senses. Avesyatam, let it be absorbed. Na, our. Mati, intelligence. Api, indeed. Ahaituki, without any motive. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Kija. Translation. May there be good fortune throughout the universe, and may all envious persons be pacified. May all living entities become calm by practicing Bhakti Yoga. For by accepting devotional service, they will think of each other's welfare. Therefore, let us all engage in the service of the Supreme Transcendence, Lord Sri Krishna, and always remain absorbed in thought of Him. Purport. The following verse describes a Vaishnava. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhyayavacha patitanam pavanebhya vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Just like a desire tree, a Vaishnava can fulfill the desires of everyone who takes shelter of his lotus feet. Prahlad Maharaj is a typical Vaishnava. He prays not for himself, but for all living entities, the gentle, the envious, and the mischievous. He always thought of the welfare of mischievous persons like his father, Hiranyakashipu. Prahlad Maharaj did not ask for anything for himself. Rather, he prayed for the Lord to excuse his demoniac father. This is the attitude of a Vaishnava who always thinks of the welfare of the entire universe. Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Dharma are meant for persons who are completely freed of envy. Parama Nirmatsaranam. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj prays in this verse, Kala Prasidatam. May all the envious persons be pacified. The material world is full of envious persons. But if one frees himself of envy, he becomes liberal in his social dealings and can think of others' welfare. Anyone who takes up Krishna consciousness and engages himself completely in the service of the Lord cleanses his mind of all envy. Manascha Bhadram Bhajitad Adokshaje. Therefore, we should pray to Lord Narsimhadev to sit in our hearts. We should pray, Bahir Narsimho Hridaye Narsimha. Let Lord Narsimhadev sit in the core of my heart, killing all my bad propensities. Let my mind become clean, so that I may peacefully worship the Lord and bring peace to the entire world. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has given us a very fine purport in this regard. Whenever one offers a prayer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one always requests some benediction from Him. Even pure Nishkama devotees pray for some benediction as instructed by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in His Sikshashtaka. Ainanda Tanuja Kinkaram Paditama Vishame Bhavambudo Kripaya Tava Pada Pankaja Stitaduli Sadrisham Vichintaya. O son of Nanda Maharaj, Krishna, I am your eternal servitor, yet somehow or other I have fallen into the ocean of birth and death. Please pick me up from the ocean of death and place me as one of the atoms at your lotus feet. In another prayer, Lord Chaitanya says, Mama Janmani Janmanishware Bhavatad Bhakti Rahaituki Tvai. Life after life, kindly let me have unalloyed love and devotion at your Lordship's lotus feet. When Prahlad Maharaj chants Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya, he prays for a benediction from the Lord. But because he is also an exalted Vaishnava, he wants nothing for his personal sense gratification. The first desire expressed in his prayer is Swasti Astu Visvasya. Let there be good fortune throughout the entire universe. Prahlad Maharaj thus requested the Lord to be merciful to everyone, including his father, a most envious person. According to Chanakya Pandit, there are two kinds of envious living entities. One is a snake and another one is a man like Hiranyakashipu, who is by nature envious of everyone, even of his father or son. Hiranyakashipu was envious of his little son Prahlad, but Prahlad Maharaj asked a benediction for the benefit of his father. Hiranyakashipu was very envious of devotees, but Prahlad wished that his father and other demons like him would give up their envious nature by the grace of the Lord and stop harassing the devotees. Kala prasidatam. The difficulty is that the kala, the envious living entity, is rarely pacified. One kind of kala, the snake, can be pacified by mantras, simply by mantras, or by the action of a particular herb. Mantrau sadi vasa sarpa kala kena nivaryate. An envious person, however, cannot be pacified by any means. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj prays that all envious person may undergo a change of heart and think of the welfare of others. If the Krishna consciousness movement spreads all over the world, and if by the grace of Krishna everyone accepts it, the thinking of envious people will change. Everyone will think of the welfare of others. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj prays, Sivam mito diya. In material activities, everyone is envious of others, but in Krishna consciousness, no one is envious of anyone else. Everyone thinks of the welfare of others. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj prays that everyone's mind may become gentle by being fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna, bhajatat adokshaje. As indicated elsewhere in Srimad Bhagavatam, Savai mana Krishna padara vindayo. And as advised by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, man mana bhavamad bhakta, one should constantly think of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Then one's mind will certainly be cleansed, cheto darpana marjanam. Materialists always think of sense gratification, but Prahlad Maharaj prays that the Lord's mercy will change their minds and they will stop thinking of sense gratification. If they think of Krishna always, everything will be all right. Some people argue that if everyone thought of Krishna in that way, the whole universe would be vacated because everyone would go back home, back to Godhead. However, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that it's impossible because the living entities are innumerable. If one set of living entities is actually delivered by the Krishna consciousness movement, another set will fill the entire universe. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilita Mena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Devamrita Swami Niti Namine Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Destarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadar Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So first of all, I would like to thank Srila Suvas Prabhu for allowing me to visit and the opportunity to speak in Srila Prabhupada's Western Headquarters, New Dwaraka Dham. And I was just listening how Prabhupada said one time that many temples are in India are decorated with like valuable jewels. But Prabhupada said, my devotees are the jewels that decorates my temples. So we have so many jewels in New Dwaraka community, so many Srila Prabhupada disciples. I was just thinking when I was away, when we hear, we take it granted of all the wonderful association. But when I was away, like hardly got to meet many Prabhupada disciples. Like they say, if you're close to a mountain, you can't see the peak of the mountain. You just see the rock that's close to you. Similarly, out of familiarity, we take it for granted. But in my travels, I saw so many wonderful temples. But I must say that nothing, at least for my opinion, that nothing matches New Dwaraka temple and the devotees here. So many wonderful Prabhupada disciples here. Like our people are always asking about Bhrigupati Prabhu, and everybody is so fascinated that I even knew him and I sold books with him. And it's very rare to have devotees like Bhrigupati Prabhu who actually took us to the airport and teach us how to personally distribute books and show the art of distributing books. And it's very rare because there's hardly anybody distributing books, and even the ones that are distributing, they don't have the same style. We don't have Amala Bhakta Prabhu and Savas Prabhu and Sura Prabhu and Achita Prabhu, who I'm very grateful to also, but he's the one who always gave me opportunities to give classes, and so like uncle-like empowered me to speak. So I just wanted to thank all of you for your wonderful association and seek your blessings so I can say a few words. So Prabhupada is basically addressing three subjects in this translation purport. Prabhupada is talking about envy, and Prabhupada is talking about the nature of sense gratification, and Prabhupada is talking about the importance of distributing Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada's books and purports are like burfi. Wherever you bite, you know, in a burfi you get like milk and sugar. This is wherever you read in Prabhupada's books, he's basically saying the same thing: give up sense gratification and serve Krishna purely. So the nature of envy, I just wanted to discuss a little bit. Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita that wherever there is pride, there must be envy. And when we become proud, we actually think ourselves the doer. Ahankara vimudatma kartahamiti manyate. And when we think we are the doer, we naturally want to enjoy the fruits of our activities. And when we want to enjoy the fruits of the activities and we think we are the doer, that naturally puts us in competition. There's so much competition going on. It's all based on envy. And when we are envious, basically what it means is we want what someone else has. This is what, in summary, what envy is, envy does to us. In this regard, Prabhupada tells this one nice example of this dog with his bone. For us, you know, a bone is like untouchable and abominable. Nobody cares. But for a dog, the bone is like the greatest treasure. The dog actually works really, really hard to find a bone. And if he finds a bone, as a kid, I used to have a dog as well. It like kind of locks it in his mouth, and it kind of threatens you even if you go near to remove the bone. So he becomes really, really attached. That's the nature of this world. Everything is relative. Whatever is so important for us, for others, it may be insignificant. So it's explained that for one who's actually tasting Krishna consciousness, the enjoyment of this world becomes just like as insignificant as the a bone. Prabhupada often gives the example of Yamunacharya. Yadavadi mama chitta Krishna padaravinde navanava rasadamne udayatum rantim asit tadavadi bhavati Bhattanari Sangames Maryamani Mukavikari Sistunishtivanamcha. Whatever the whole world is after, Yamunacharya was just completely not interested. He was completely detached. And also Srimad Bhagavatam compares the wealth of this world. The wealth of this world is compared to gold. Like it's represented by gold. But according to Srimad Bhagavatam, the gold is compared to a yellow stool. So one who is actually tasting Krishna consciousness, for him, whatever material things that are available and the whole world is after is just as insignificant as a bone or stool. As explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he summarized in his Sikshashtakam, Nadanam Najanam Nasundarim Kavitam Va Jagadisha Kamaye Mama Janmani Janmanishvare Bhavatad Bhakti Rahitu Kitvai. Whatever every person wants, Mahaprabhu summarized in a sloka and said, I don't want it. I don't want followers. I don't want wealth. I don't want beautiful women. I don't want to become an eloquent poet. So this is example Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's setting. So in this particular example, Prabhupada is giving, he talks about this one dog in particular. He found this bone. And he was so happy, he was like running here and there with the bone in his mouth. And he came across this small river. And when he looked inside the river, he saw there was another dog with another nice bone. So he thought, you know, this person, this dog, the other dog has got a better bone than me, so I should also get that. So he basically dove into the water and lost his bone because it was his own reflection that he saw in the river. So this is the nature of envy. We can never get enough, whether it's gross or subtle sense gratification. We can never get enough because when we are envious, we basically trying to take the position of God. And the problem is God's potential, Krishna's potential to enjoy is unlimited. So we trying to imitate Him to enjoy, it will never happen. So many examples is given. Prabhupada is talking in the purport about Hiranyakashipu and there's so many other examples like Ravana. They were like big demons, the biggest materialists, but they were never satisfied. On the other hand, the process of getting more, they basically lost what they had. And Prabhupada also explains in the purport that we can never be happy in this world because there's actually no happiness. There's no happiness. This one devotee friend of mine, he was saying this very nice example that explains how you know, we are fooled thinking there's some happiness, but then when you actually get close, there's no happiness. This devotee was helping on a festival in the kitchen, all day fasting, and he saw that there was a beautiful cake that was being prepared for the festival. So at the end of the festival, he went into the arati and kirtan, but the whole time he's thinking about this cake. He really wanted a slice of this cake. So as soon as the kirtan was over, he was first in the line to get the cake. And he wanted the cake first, even though it's a dessert. And he sat down and he ate the cake first and he was so disappointed. Because he realized when he ate the cake that they forgot to put sugar in the cake. So he was just tasting like bread and he couldn't believe it. The whole day's meditation was to enjoy this cake. But then when he actually took a bite, he realized there's no sugar. But still in his mind, he's thinking it can't be right. Probably he's thinking that he got a piece where the sugar was not mixed properly. So he was determined to enjoy. So he stood in line again to get another slice from a different side of the cake. And again, he came back, sat down, same thing. So similarly, doesn't matter, we think, you know, I'm trying to relish something in the material world and it didn't happen. But if I just change, if I just try the different side of the cake, I will actually find the happiness that I'm looking for. I just have to try harder. I just have to work harder. But Krishna says in the Gita that, you know, that I'm sorry, I forgot to put sugar in the cake. He makes it very clear. So if we just understand this simple point, that there's actually no happiness in material enjoyment, we save ourselves from so many troubles. So many troubles. And while we trying to enjoy or trying to find some happiness, we actually lose so much in the process of trying to find happiness. It's like Prabhupada told Shyam Sundar Prabhu. Shyam Sundar Prabhu, this is like, of course, it's a great soul in all respects, but in the beginning, as a new devotee, was smoking cigarettes, and Prabhupada came to see how the carving of Jagannath deities is going, because Shyam Sundar Prabhu was carving it. And when Prabhupada saw there was a cigarette packet, Prabhupada whacked it with the cane and said, "No more cigarettes." And Prabhupada said, "Don't let such an insignificant thing come in between you and Krishna." And Shyam Sundar Prabhu explains how that was the last time he actually smoked. So it's like, Prabhupada made it very clear that just for such an insignificant thing, we're willing to throw away our Krishna consciousness. The process of attaining sense gratification is also really troublesome. And once you attain it, it doesn't last. And in the process, we lose our Krishna consciousness. I was just thinking, on my way to LA from Sydney, it was hellish. It was 14-hour flight, you know, non-stop. And it's like, it's an economy. And, you know, you have like a big, fat Canadian guy on the left side. And I don't know whether it's a boy or a girl sitting next to me for like 10 hours. Unless like she spoke to me, I couldn't figure out her gender. So they're both falling asleep on me. And I had to like put my tray table down and go front like this for like 10 hours. It was such an hellish experience. But I was just thinking, like, it's so troublesome to go past the immigration, get on the plane, tolerate all the announcements and advertisements and movie and all the smells and all the people. And I don't know how these sannyasis do it. It's just really austere. So bad for health as well. I couldn't even breathe. I was just thinking, if I were to just come all the way from Sydney to LA and then the plane turns around and goes back and, you know, land somewhere, it'll be like really, really horrible experience. Because you got on the plane and you're really waiting for the destination, you're flying and you're really hoping to come. But if they turn around for some reason, go back and land again, it's such a miserable experience. So similarly, we're practicing Krishna consciousness. It's like, you know, Srila Prabhupada has given us chanting and deity worship, reading, distributing like this. So it's like we are on our way to Godhead. We are on our way to Krishna Loka. But because of our foolish attachments and petty attachments and desires, we think like, you know, I am Krishna conscious, and if I do something that's a little bit off, it, you know, won't make big difference. But Prabhupada actually explained one time that even if you have an attachment for Rasagulla, Krishna is so kind, He won't allow you in the spiritual world. So practicing Krishna consciousness and trying to engage in sense gratification is like a troublesome landing back our plane. So this is not a very intelligent thing to do. And even if we know these things, still Krishna explains, Mama Maya Duratyaya. We cannot on our own overcome a Maya. It's way too powerful. Like Bhagavati Prabhu was saying yesterday, we need to actually access the mercy of Krishna and the spiritual master. Then it's possible on our own. Krishna explains that as soon as we think we can do it, then we are lost immediately. So Prabhupada has given us this process of chanting Hare Krishna. And by chanting Hare Krishna, we can actually conquer, like Prabhupada is talking about this in the purport, that we can cleanse our heart from all the dirty things, all the bad qualities. And in any situation, we could chant Hare Krishna and immediately see the results, provided we focus the quality. Many times people say, oh, chant is 16 rounds, but still like nothing is happening. But I myself catch myself sometimes chanting 16 rounds, but didn't hear even one Maha Mantra. Chanted for 2 hours, but didn't hear even one mantra. So that's how we go to Krishna. That's how we approach Krishna. And that's how Krishna is going to reciprocate with us. But as soon as we pay attention, we focus on what we're doing, we become conscious. Many times we like run around like headless chickens. not conscious of what's given to us and how valuable it is and how we should be so grateful and thankful and be so conscious. And if we are conscious, immediately the results is there. Krishna is waiting to give us the results. It's like the other day I was distributing in Sydney. 3 hours I was distributing, it was like nothing, nobody was taking. I was just like so exhausted. And then I just realized, you know, I'm just trying to get the books out, but I'm not Krishna conscious. So I just said one Maha Mantra, like I was just really like calling out, like I was like, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I was like, each mantra was just like, really, Krishna, please, please. And immediately this like Chinese couple took books, and immediately books started going out. You know? As soon as you become conscious of Krishna, then He's willing to empower us and help us. But if we're just doing it like ritual, like mumbling our rounds and not focused on what we're doing, and that's how our spiritual life is going to be. That'll be the quality of our spiritual life. We'll have all kinds of problems. That is this one wonderful pastime of Prabhupada comes to mind. Like you can chant Hare Krishna in any circumstances and Krishna is willing to help us. Prabhupada was in, I think he was Holland. Prabhupada was in Holland. And there was an initiation ceremony going on. And Prabhupada was really upset that these people are very new and they didn't know how to arrange for the yajna and there was no fruits in the yajna. So Prabhupada called somebody and said, get me some fruits, you know, like for the yajna. But they thought Prabhupada wanted to eat fruit, so they cut it in pieces and brought it to him in a plate. So Prabhupada even became more transcendentally upset. And there was a hippie in the temple that was coming along, and every time he had a problem, the devotees would tell him, like, why don't you chant Hare Krishna, you know? So when he saw Prabhupada being disturbed, he approached Prabhupada and said, why don't you chant Hare Krishna? He was so disturbed. And Prabhupada humbly took up his beads and started chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. So this is an acharya setting example that how simple this process is. This world is full of complications and anxieties and disturbances and obstacles. But by taking shelter of Krishna consciously, that we can actually go the distance. Coming to New Dwaraka is so inspiring to see so many devotees. After 40 years, they're just like day after day, Rabindranath Prabhu, you know, with even all his health problems, is so fixed up, serving. So many wonderful devotees here. It's possible. And we've been shown examples how it's done. So we just have to apply the process seriously. And then definitely the result is there. We're not the first one to do it. It's already been done by so many millions and trillions of saints in the past. And Prabhupada concludes the purport by saying that it's our duty to share Krishna consciousness with others. It's not enough that we are God conscious and let all the other people, you know, in the name of advancement go to hell. As devotees, we have these big responsibilities of somehow or other always thinking about how to introduce others to Krishna consciousness. And we have wonderful facility, at least like in New Dwaraka, is so nice, so much facility. I was staying in the ashrams, like so opulent, so clean, so beautiful. And it's just like, you know, so four people can fit in each room. So we have a lot of responsibility, a lot of service to somehow or other bring people and give them, show them these wonderful facilities and wonderful process of Krishna consciousness. And somehow, just like we, our lives are being made fortunate, we should somehow or other bring others also and introduce them to Rukmini Dwarkadish, and so they can chant Hare Krishna and eat halwa and go back home to Godhead. So I stop here. Anybody have any comments or questions? Yes, Mataji.
One day, the other day, she mentioned, oh, the power is out. What am I going to do? The power is out. And then after a few hours, the power got back on. And then today, she said, oh, it's so hot here. I can't tolerate the heat. It's over 100-something degrees. So I emailed on Facebook. I said, in the material world, there's always something. Miseries from the body, mind, other living entities. A devotee needs to be transcendental. As long as we're in this material world, there's always something. And recently, I was in St. Louis Temple for 2 weeks. And we were going to a home program. It's called Kalpa Riksha Preaching Program, weekly program. And two blocks away, all of a sudden, all the sirens go off in the city, and there's a tornado warning. We had to go back, and it was pouring and hailing. And within two blocks, I thought, Krishna's testing me. And it's true. Krishna can take me anytime if he wants. I could be hit by a car crossing the street here. It doesn't matter. I have to have faith in Krishna. And then devotees are saying, oh, it's hot and humid and muggy in the summer. It's cold in the winter. I'm from New York. I should be transcendental. And then before I left for St. Louis, I was praying to Rukmini Dwarkadish. I was brought up in New Dwarka. I've been here over half my life. And I said, Srimati Rukmini Devi, please give me obvious signs. Why should I go to move to St. Louis Temple? Please. I got over 15 signs when I was there. Obvious signs from the Lord. And as my service to Srila Prabhupada, I am attached and I will be coming back to New Dwarka, but I feel to serve Prabhupada, and at the later stage of my life, it's my duty to Prabhupada to give back to him what I can. And as a final note, when I received my Srilas, I was very happy. And in my mind, I kept saying, I am a pujari, I am a pujari, I am a pujari, because I bathed my Srilas, I served my Srilas. I was so happy. And I thought, this is not my apartment. This is a temple. My deities are here. And the first thing I received from this temple president was, we need a pujari. We need a pujari. And I thought, wow, this is interesting. And it all emanated from that DVD memory of Srila Prabhupada that was recently done. So, in essence, it's devotional service to Prabhupada. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. That was better than my class. Anybody else have anything to add? Any of us? Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Shastra Krit ki jai.